The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Well, you're going to meet one of our staff members that has been with us now for a long time working with pastors. His name is John Yates. He's been to the mission field, but now he's mission director.
People ask you, well, how was your trip? And the only thing I've been able to say is it's the oxymoron of life to be able to experience the greatest sorrow and the greatest joy in the very same moment. The viewers that have supported Life Outreach all these years, they are the hands and the feet of Jesus to answer the prayers of other people. If you want your prayers answered, become the answer to someone else's prayer.
Next on Life Today.
You know, sometimes I just have to wonder, how do I open in a way for you to understand how important this moment is? First of all, to be able to bring life today into your home in whatever situation your life faces. And a lot of people in Florida got heaviness, and they've had it for weeks. People all over the world have heaviness, and you may say, James, you don't know what's going on with me. Well, I'm going to tell you this, though. Betty and I care. That's right. And if we knew, we would want to bear the load, just like we believe those of you who watch us would like to help bear our load, which, frankly, we actually think it's one reason why when you see two people who have seen a very serious situation, a need, that love can meet, you actually want to be a part of lightening our load, brightening our day by lightening their load and giving them life. That's what you do. Well, you're going to meet one of our staff members that has been with us now for a long time working with pastors, and I'm telling you, he's just a blessing. His name is John Yates. You may have met him. You may have seen him. He's been to the mission field, but now he's mission director. And it was almost like taking a great man working with great pastors and shepherds, seeking to encourage them and lighten their load, so to speak, and help them be a better shepherd to better lead the sheep that God loves so much and wants to love through them and they love. Well, John's been doing a great job, but now then, he's our mission director. And he's just come back from the mission field where he's been many times. But now he's the director, so he's looking at things a little differently, and you're going to really enjoy talking to him. And I just want to say this. You are, and Betty, you and I say it when there is nobody listening. The viewers of Life Today share life as effectively as any people we have known in the 60 years now that about to be married, 60 years, 60 years of ministry. You are the most amazing people. And from the bottom of our heart, we thank you. John Yates is here. John, would you agree that the viewers of Life Today are some of the most amazing people on the planet?
Absolutely, James. You know, I've thought about it, and we've talked so many times together as we've traveled, and the viewers that have supported Life Outreach all these years, they are the hands and the feet of Jesus to answer the prayers of other people. And you've made that statement many times. If you want your prayers answered, become the answer to someone else's prayer. Yeah. And we have. I've spent 18 years serving our partners. We have the greatest partners on the planet, and I'm so grateful that they have continued to make so many sacrificial gifts. You know, it's not always the wealthiest that make That's the right. biggest sacrifices. And we have so many people, James, and I'm so grateful.
You know, you know that a lot of people will ask the question, because I know whether it's Sheila Walsh or Billy Graham's daughter Ruth, or whether it's Tammy Trent, or whether it's Beth Moore, people always said, does it really work what we're doing overseas? And the answer is, what?
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's working.
Well,
absolutely.
Love never fails. And when you support, that love never fails. We're going to see you with a woman with a broken heart. Now, Betty and I understand what it is to have the broken heart of a child being gone. Let's look in on this scene. Look in, because here's the deal. You can stop this pain.
Yes.
Watch.
I made the most important decision of my life in 1989 when I chose to trust Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That same year, James and Betty Robinson made the decision to start Mission Feeding, our longest-running outreach at Life. That decision has helped save millions of lives from death by starvation and malnutrition. Recently, I traveled with our mission team to Angola, where a multi-year drought is disrupting countless lives, often with heartbreaking results.
I saw Maria tem 24 anos. Não, meus filhos só foram os dois. A menina tem 5, o rapaz que tem 3 anos já no chão. São um casal. Não, ele brincava mesmo, brincava, corria mesmo. Só nessa comparação os dois com a irmã. Agora a irmã de quem ele foi, a irmã ficou sozinha. Mesmo a irmã sempre lamenta dele. Meu irmão, não sei o que lá, mesmo assim. Não dá para pensar muito.
As I walked up the hill, I noticed children are playing with sticks and whatever little things they can find to make little corrals for make-believe animals. And it reminds me of your story, James, of when you were a little boy and you used sticks to make a little ranch, believing and praying that someday God would do something for you. This young mother, she lost her son to starvation, to the lack of food. And we have the opportunity to come into a place like this and bring food and help to these villages here. Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name. Work a miracle. Work a miracle through your people.
Porque pensou que passou, papá? Não tem. Não tem, papá.
Jesus. Can you imagine her praying and comforting me?
Quando eu passei muito distante, escapei morrer. Eu ia deixar minha vida.
John, she could see your broken heart. It's not hard to see. And I think you would agree with me and Betty that if we went and kept watching the death cycle, you know, early in that piece, it talked about he went in the ground, and that's the grave. And we were seeing thousands of little children buried in little tiny graves, and it was just more than we could bear. And if we had not known what love could do, and you got to understand, when we first found them, and we were watching how fast they died, and we literally sold everything here we could sell to start saving thousands. We started with, like, we could take care of 5,000, but we had to sell a lot of stuff. Because I didn't know, Betty, if the viewers of Life, you know, I knew in our Baptist churches and most churches I'd been to that if you didn't want a crowd, just have a prayer meeting or a mission conference.
That's right.
Nobody showed up. So I didn't know if anybody would help. But boy, did you help. And did you take us beyond even mission feeding into water and rescuing trafficked children and on, it's you. You saw the least of these the way Jesus wanted us to see the least of these. And you said, we won't overlook them. We will clothe them. We will give them water. And Jesus said, you're doing it to me. And by the way, John, he made it very clear. If you want to know who the sheep of my pasture are, they're the ones that notice the least.
That's right.
And they don't just notice, they touch them.
That's right.
And they're touching
exactly
me.
Exactly right.
And our viewers do that. Okay, John,
absolutely.
You're missions director now. So you're going and you're seeing needs, and you're seeing the miracle of love. It works, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't fail.
Absolutely.
But you're also seeing other needs.
Yes.
Do you find yourself wondering, can I tell them? Can I tell James and Betty what I'm seeing? Will people be able to handle it? What do you think when you see all the tremendous, let's say, need, but also we have to see it as opportunity,
yes,
to get God's arms around these situations and these broken-hearted mothers and stop the brokenhearted reaction of one after the other dying and give them hope, give them their children,
yes.
Give their children a future. I mean, are you reluctant to come tell us? Are you reluctant for us to tell them? Or do you feel like all they got to know is opportunity?
You know, James, it's a very interesting thing because people ask you, well, how was your trip? And the only thing I've been able to say is it's the oxymoron of life to be able to experience the greatest sorrow and the greatest joy in the very same moment.
Wow.
And every time you're there, that is what you're experiencing. And it would be overwhelming if I did not have the confidence that our partners would respond. There's never been a moment that I have questioned whether or not you would respond or our partners would respond. And that is what gives me the confidence to go from each of those villages, ones where we're working and the ones that we still need to work in. And it's just, you touched on it a minute ago, and I just wanted to say, I was recently having dinner with Ann Pretorius. She told me, she said, John, when James left here the first time, Life Outreach needed everything it had. It wasn't in the best financial place. But James told us that we would begin to send a check, and for 34 years, Life Outreach has never missed a payment. 34 years our partners have provided. And I know it's because they have confidence in your integrity and confidence in the integrity of our mission partners. They see it. It's evident when you watch the show. And I'm just, I'm in that tear between asking for more help and saying thank you. And I guess it's with that tension that you just look at each of you and to our partners that I know so well. And I've been in their churches, their homes, their businesses, at their weddings and their funerals. And I just say thank you. Thank you so much for so long. Wouldn't it be easy to meet a need once in a while? 34 years we've been meeting this need. And I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to serve.
And the difference, John, is too, you look at, you hear that mother's story. That little 3-year-old boy didn't have to die.
That's right.
Had we gotten there,
that's right,
and known, we could have been a part of saving his life. I think that's what touches your heart so much. You have got God's heart. And when you see a story like that, you say, let's give more. Let's help more so that we can reach more before they come to that point
that's
of
exactly
death
right.
And before that mother has to experience that heartache.
That's exactly
so
right.
Thank you so much. You always come through, and God always speaks to your heart and says, let's do it.
Yes.
Our viewers, they say yes to what they see, not just as need, but opportunity. Like I said a moment ago, to put God's arms around the overlooked, because God doesn't overlook them. But we as the body of Christ, as believers, as the church, we are the arms and hands of Jesus, who extended those arms and hands to die for us.
That's right.
But now in resurrection life in us, He wants to put the arms of God around the broken, the unnoticed, truly too often the least of these, but not to you. John, I'm believing right now because you found tremendous needs. You found other things that you saw that you want to discuss how we can best approach those challenges so we can tell our viewers here is what will be effective.
Yes.
Because we don't do something that's not effective. We don't support missionaries that weren't sent by God and anointed, which means they're divinely gifted and enabled
yes.
to do the job, and they have literally lost their life to find it in God's kingdom purpose to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. And that's what they're doing, but they couldn't do it. Did they not have the support? That was the thing that was so amazing in the relationship. They said, you're the first, and this is 30 years of people saying this on the mission field, you're the first national, even world leaders that just came here and planted yourself in the midst of the suffering and saw what the missionaries were doing and how they would even bring their children with them into the very pits of hell, into the darkest places on earth, and give the brightest light. And you made it possible for us to stay here. You went back and got the oil for the light, for the lanterns, and kept us here. But then to go for another 25 years to the third world, to the darkest places on the planet, how in the world do you do that? Because God's love sent us.
That's right.
But you didn't send us with just a broken heart. We had the broken heart. You sent us with arms of sufficiency and love. Yes. You sent us as the miracle that they were praying for, longing for, hoping for. And you became that miracle. I've said it so many times. You can be somebody's miracle today. Have you ever wanted one? I just feel impressed right now. God, somebody right now saying, boy, I sure need one. Okay, God, I'm asking you to deliver. And if there's somebody you can use to touch that person right now that I'm thinking of in my mind and my heart. But Lord, there are hundreds of people watching right now saying, I need a miracle. And God, I really believe you led me to say this. Now listen, here's what I believe he led me to say. You need a prayer answered. Ask God to make you an answer to somebody's prayer.
Yes.
You need a miracle? Ask God to let you be somebody's miracle or the way for that miracle. Father, I'm praying that you'll raise up more people than we've ever seen in one day.
Yes.
Who would say, I'm going to be somebody's miracle today. I'm going to be the answer to their prayer. We're going to give their children food to eat. We're going to give them hope and help. In Jesus' name, John, we watched you with a mother that lost a child. You're sitting here with a couple that lost a child, okay? It's unbearable pain. You live with a broken heart.
Yes.
The rest of your life.
Yes.
But I want you to listen to this mother. If I'm not mistaken, she lost five.
Five. Magdalena.
I want you to listen to this mother. I don't only want you to listen to the mother's heart. I want you to listen to that father's heart, please.
Magdalena is weary. For years, she has battled an enemy that thrives in the environment she calls home. Despite her most desperate efforts to protect them, five of her children have lost their lives. The most recent victim in her home was her four-year-old daughter, a dearly loved girl whose greatest joy was helping her mother. Magdalena clings to those memories, even as her grief threatens to overtake her. In the face of such a relentless enemy, Magdalena continues to fight, all the while caring for her children who have fallen ill because of malnutrition again and again and again. This shadow of death has loomed over Magdalena's family and so many others like them for far too long. With your help, we can provide a daily bowl of food for all the children in Magdalena's village. The darkness can be rolled away, and a bright future can be revealed.
Would you be the miracle for that village? John, did you go on this trip as you have on other trips where you saw the death cycle as serious as what Magdalena was talking about? And where literally hundreds and even thousands had died. And then you saw where mission feeding moved in. And in 6 months to a year, you would actually visit that same situation and see nothing but joy and the sounds of singing and peace.
Absolutely. You know, James, we actually spoke to Esau on our last mission feeding special, and he told us a story of a village where they were literally eating nothing but a fruit and worms. And I'm so happy to report to you that mission feeding has gone to that village and alleviated that grandmother's fear of dying. Her last statement to us was, if you don't come back, we will die.
Wow.
And we have alleviated her fear. That's the work of the gospel. That's the work of Jesus, the hands and the feet, wrapping the arms of God around a dying world.
Well, that's the love that doesn't fail, and that's what you've expressed. And Betty, we're asking everybody watching right now to feed 3, 5, or 10 children, $30, $50, $100. We have beautiful gifts. We have the beautiful life planner, and you can't imagine how much you're going to enjoy this. And then the beautiful pin set, as well as the beautiful bronze with Jesus holding the children. That's what you're doing. Betty, I know that this particular feeding time, there's crisis all over the world. Times are tough for people. And when things get tough for the average person, a lot of times for the people that are just on the edge, they go over the cliff, so to speak. But we can stop that, and it means sacrifice a lot of times for everybody. I'm believing everybody watching is going to do all they can to save as many lives as possible today by making the best gift they can.
I believe you will, too. I believe your heart has been deeply touched. And, you know, we can always find someone that's in a worse situation than what we might be struggling through. And we just have to look to God and say, God, show me a way that I can make a difference in someone's life. And you found that way many times through this ministry. So we thank you very much. Please offer that love again. Let's help these mothers be able to enjoy their children for all many years to come and not see them die right before their eyes. Thank you so much for what you do.
You know, when I talk about a $100 gift saving 10 children's lives, and I don't know how stressed you might be financially, Lord, I pray you'd ease that burden in every family, every couple, every life. But Lord, show them the way in Jesus' name. Is there something that you could say, I don't have to have that, and that will give 10 children food? Or I don't have to do that. I'll skip a meal. I won't go out to eat. And you know, he says, when you give to others, when you meet a need and you release that river of life and giving, because of your heart, he will make it possible for you to continue. He says he will make it possible for you to continue to meet needs. That's an amazing promise. He didn't say he'd make you rich. He didn't say he'd pay all your bills. He said he would enable you to keep the love freely flowing. That's a supernatural work of God. It's supernatural love that leads you to go right now to the phone, get your bank card and use it like a check, go online, use your bank card, make the best gift you can. If you make a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail, because we have to let the missionaries know. You can go to that village. You can feed those children. Would you do it right now, please? Thank you so much.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering and facing severe malnutrition. Lack of rainfall and severe drought has led to one of the deadliest food crises in 40 years. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the Life Planner. Bound in soft-touch leather, this planner will help you in your daily walk with space for you to record your appointments, goals, inspirational notes, and prayers. With your gift of $100 or more, please request a scripture pen set, perfect companions to the Life Planner. These beautiful wooden pens are inscribed with scripture references to keep your heart focused on God's plans for you.
Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So I'm in Angola, and we've been here several days, and we've discovered the tremendous need with mothers who are still losing their children because of the devastating drought. But today is a fabulous day. It's a day of celebration because Mission Feeding is in this village. Mission Feeding is in this school. And as much of a great day it is that we get to serve, I still have in my mind every mother we've talked to this week who's lost a child. And so I'm asking you, do not delay. Go to the phone right now. Go online right now. Whatever way you give, go and make your best gift today so that we can make sure that other villages have days of celebration just like this village, rather than days of mourning where they're having to bury their children.
You know, I'm holding this bronze of Jesus holding the children because I'm really praying that if you could take 10 children in your arms, he said, boy, that's a load. No, when you put arms of love around them and you lift them up out of the cycle of death and give them a chance at life and you introduce them to Jesus, the life, because you've demonstrated him, I tell you what, that lightens and brightens your day. So you help us all you can. I believe you will. And John, we get to work with people that enable us and our missionaries to do his will.
Yes.
Magnificently.
Yep.
And they are the key. It's just like, how shall they preach unless they're sent?
That's right.
See, how do they believe unless they hear? How do they hear unless they preach? But bottom line, how do they preach unless they're sent?
That's right.
The bottom line for the greatness of God is those who send it. God bless everyone who does that as they bless others. Thank you so much for watching Life Today. And above all, thanks for sharing life today.
Amen.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.